Blessed Assurance and welcome to Kingdom Christian Fellowship, KCF. We reveal the reality of the Kingdom of God and Christ Jesus in the lives of people all over the world. As you listen to this message, we pray that you are blessed and inspired to improve your relevance in the Kingdom of God.
So people of God, you are all welcome to tonight's session. Yesterday was an awesome time. I know we learned a lot. And today we'll continue in that same vein, okay? So try as much as possible to take notes. If you have the opportunity, make time to listen to it when it's hosted online this evening, okay? It's going to bless you. It's good to listen to the word. It's good to listen to it over and over again. Today we are doing part two of the fear of the Lord. Can you read this verse for me? Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, and Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, and Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3.
Okay, so Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. It's Proverbs 8, verse 13.
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3.
Leviticus 10, verse 3. And Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified." So Aaron held his peace.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. And Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3. He said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified." So Aaron held his peace. Amen.
I've realized that it's the fear of God that keeps us from doing what is wrong. Without it, our love for God will not be, complete. Because you see, if you truly love someone, you cherish and adore that person. And what he or she loves, you see, you not just adore that, but you love what he or she loves. Okay, when it comes to serving, I read that you can also be serving God, but you might not even have the fear of God in your life. It is possible that you can see people serving God left, right, center, but the fear of God is non-existent in their life. Because if you fear him, you must truly obey his commandments. That's why he said in the last days, people can say, "Master, we did miracles on you." He said, "Go away, I do not know you. You workers of what? Iniquity." Like, how can you tell people like that? How can you tell people that? People who were busy working for you, and were doing miracles for you. And I'm sure that the miracles wouldn't be small miracles. It was be notable miracle. But he said, "Get away from you, workers of iniquity." So that they were serving him, but they didn't have the fear of God. For you to render accurate service to God, it begins with what? The fear of the Lord. For you to render accurate service to God, and for that service to be accepted by Him, the church workers, take note, you need to have the fear of the Lord. Even when it comes to us, like you're an usher, you are a church worker, how you even handle church staff. How you handle the chairs in the church, how you handle the pulpit, how you handle the equipment, the drums, how you type, because those items are consecrated unto God. I know that in the Bible, right, is consecrated. You don't just move it around just like that. But now in our days, somebody can take the church chair or the church, take the chair and go under some mango tree. Or you can see people even in the chair. Eat inside the church, They will bring somebody can come to the church, sitting there, and they have earpiece in their ears, and you're like, "What are you listening to? Is God talking to you in your earpiece?" Do you understand? You can come to church, and they're holding their phones, right? And they are looking at Manchester. They are looking at Champions League. They are looking at the score. You are in church, and somebody is there looking at the boyfriend's tweet. Oh, Charlie, Kojo Mensah said this. Going and liking. They are looking at they're in church. If you are sitting behind, if you are sitting before Akufado, who will take you off in the evening crowd? You will not take your phone. You are scared to take your phone. But how can we sit before the creator of the heavens and yet the one true God? And yet you take your phone and you're looking at pictures, snap. That is that you have the job. You are sitting behind the organ, sitting behind the drums, and you have your phone out. You are looking at it. Do you have the fear of the Lord? You are sitting a chorister, usher, come sitting in front of the church. Your eyes are just in front, you're just sitting in front. Then you are losing up 10 plus 1. Then cross 10 plus 1.
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord.
But he said they offered profane fire. He said they were serving God, but the Bible says their service was profane before the Lord. Their singing was profane before the Lord. Their worship was profane before the Lord. Their sacrifice that they brought, their offering was profane before the Lord. What happened to them?
Which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
For the Lord. Rebecca said, they said, Psalm 5 verse 7 said, in fear of you, I worship towards your holy temple. Psalm 5 verse 7, it said, in fear of you, in fear of you, I worship towards your holy temple. I'm going to read that verse for me, Psalm 5 verse 7.
Psalm 5 verse 7. But as for me, I will come into your house.
Jesus.
In the multitude of your mercy.
Mm.
In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple.
Jesus. Jesus. In fear of your talk. See, so all true worship is anchored what in the reverence for his presence. For God says, really read this for me. Let's go to the 9 verse 10. Please take me to the verses, okay? Really, let's go to the 9 verse 10.
Leviticus chapter 9, verse 10. But the fat, the kidneys, and the fatty lobe from the liver of the sin offering.
Sorry, 19 verse 30.
Okay.
Should be, I can't come down.
Leviticus 19, verse 30. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary.
That's
I
right.
Am the Lord.
Yeah, it said so. It means that all true worship is anchored what in their reverence for his presence. If you don't have any reverence for his presence in his sanctuary, then forget it. If you don't have any reverence for his presence, one in his sanctuary, not just his presence, in his sanctuary, you know, telling God is here. God is here. God is here. So let me be able. God is here. As soon as you enter the sanctuary, you see, and this one, you see, let's don't get it twisted, right? The sanctuary is not only the physical edifice, but also God's sanctuary. That is why, if you fear the Lord, you know use your body to do certain things. The Lord's sanctuary is not just the mortar and brick that you see. No, he is living in you, so you are his temple. You are his sanctuary. You are his sanctuary. So you need to give reverence to to the fact that Charlie, God is leaving you. So certain things you shouldn't do. If you really have honor for him and honor for his presence and honor for his sanctuary, you wouldn't be drinking. How do you call those things that you drink? Wine. You wouldn't be drinking champagne because those things are no good for a sanctuary. You wouldn't be taking sisa. You wouldn't be taking crystal meth. You will not be taking those things. Those things. You will not be taking because those things they are harmful to a sanctuary. But because you don't fear him and don't have reverence for a sanctuary, Charlie, you are the supplier of those things. If you don't know how great God is, you will not fear or honor him. I said this yesterday that if you don't know how great God is, you will not fear or honor him. Let me give an example. Let's say that Obama, right? Obama walks into Ashes. Let's say the apostle comes to Ashes case here. When he enters, nobody knows him. The man of God will sit down just like anybody. You wouldn't even bother to say, man of God, welcome. You just only welcome, give him the customary welcome for everybody, right? And you just let him sit down just like that. Nothing. No appreciation for him whatsoever. You wouldn't even care about him. That, oh, this is just another person now. But you see, this was the same that he did to Jesus Christ, God, when he came upon the face of the earth. Can you imagine the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, the one who placed everything into being, the stars, everything. He came down upon the face of the earth. And the Bible says that the people, Charlie, did not recognize him. They did not honor him. Look at John 1, verse 10 to 11. Look what he says there. John 1, verse 10 to 11. Take note of this thing. John 1, verse 10 to 11. They did not even receive him well.
This John 1, verse 10 to 11.
Yeah.
He was in the world.
Oh.
And the world was made through him.
Oh, God.
And the world did not know him.
Oh, Jesus.
He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Amen.
Oh, Amen. Is it, do you think, can you imagine it? That God came to his own. He was in the world, but they did not want to receive. They did not even know, they did not receive him. Is that possible? That your father will come to you, your house, his own house that he has built. Then nobody will even recognize that Daddy, this is Mr. Dake. Nobody. His own children know. Did not even recognize. They did not recognize him as the creator. They did not honor him as the creator. And he said this one in Isaiah. He said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but they've removed their hearts far from me. And that was the stating. Said, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. And that was the stating. That's what he says there. Said they draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their affair towards me is taught by the commandment of men. Listen to me. So you see, he's saying that the people had reduced the glory of the Lord to the glory of corruptible men. That's what he's saying. That they've reduced his glory, the glory of God, to that of a corruptible man. They serve God in the image they are created. Not by true image, you know, by their own standards. They said, okay, God is like this. Let us serve. You see, my God. Let me tell you something. God is God. Whether, you see, he's not... Quickly mute that person. You see, let's not create an image of someone who is in God is in our house and try to worship that God. That's not God. That's, you see, Adam did the same thing. Eh? Adam did the same thing. When he listened to the wisdom of the serpent, he said, in the required serpent, the serpent said, for God knows that in the day you eat of, in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. But yet, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 21, verse 19, it says that, oh God, who is like you? So then how can Adam say he wants to be like God? Because God is in his own class. And yet, somebody says, oh, who is like you? So it was fitter for Adam to think that he could ever be like God, apart from God. Are we, guys, do you understand? So in the vanity of his mind, Adam reduced God to a level of mere man. That was it. The same thing, the Israelites also did the same thing in the wilderness. The same root of the cause of their rebellion did the same thing. Their fear of God was shaped by their own erroneous image of his glory. Look at what happened. Moses climbed onto the mountain, right? And he kept, long there for a while. Then the guy said that the people gathered together. That's just 32 verse 1. So the people gathered together. They gathered together. And they formed and they made what? A golden calf. They made a golden calf. They made a golden calf. And they said, man, go open that Exodus 2 verse 4. And they said, this is, and guys, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. What do you mean? Open Exodus 32 verse 4.
Exodus 32 verse 4. And he received gold from their hand, and yes, he fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made the molded calf. Then they said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt.
Add respect to it.
So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord.
Ah! Man of God, chop there. He said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Then a program was made by the leader. He said, tomorrow is the feast of the Lord. And if you look at the Lord there, Charlie, the guy was saying that Lord there, it's what Jehovah, also known as Jehovah, basically. That's the existing one. That's the proper name of the true God that we're using. So to them, you see, they were ascribing that same name, Jehovah, to the golden calf. They were ascribing that same name to the golden calf. They were calling the golden calf Jehovah. They did not call it any other name. Like, oh, this is called Okriku. This is called. Oh, this one, do I call it Jehovah? That this God delivered us from what? Egypt. But they didn't use any other false God's name. They were using Jehovah. So it means that they were reducing the greatness of the Lord to common things, images, things that we're familiar with. Things that we're familiar with. That my God is a sheep. My God is a car. My God is a cow. That's what we're doing. They did not deny that. They did not deny. They're not denying God, but they just put the God's greatness to a level where they were more accustomed to. It's true. That's what they're doing. They reduced him. Instead of him being a swimming god, they reduced him to a cow. They reduced him to a sheep. They reduced him to a calf. What, can I ask you a question? What have you reduced God to? What have you reduced God to suit your own self, parochial, to suit your own, God is this. God is this. To me, God is this. You can't define who God is. God, He is God. He is God. is what is the fear of the Lord? And I said, it is the exist, it is the reverence God for God in his kingdom. Right? You can find that in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, and Psalm 111, verse 9 and 10. You see, people, I said that people have reverence and respect for things more than God in this our time. They are quick to cancel spiritual engagements in favor of social engagement. They will cancel a church appointment, a church meeting, in favor of lunch, to watch Champions League, to watch Arsenal and the team, to watch Manchester. They are quick to cancel a woman in Christ. Oh, today I need to come to teach you. She talk, sir. Let me know. Oh, Andrew, let me spend time with you. Then they'll miss it. Oh, today we are doing a man in Christ. Joel and never come just talk and talk and talk, nothing, Charlie. Senuka, let's spend some time. Forget it. I can stream. I'll stream when we are done. They can cancel the church meeting. They can cancel an appointment with God in favor of what? A small girl. They can cancel an appointment with God in favor of a guy who they claim has broad chest. They can cancel that appointment. You see, and I'm saying that anything, you see, we need to come to a place where nothing will take the place of God in our life. If you respect and fear things or men more than God, know that that thing has become a God in your life. Anything you fear, anything you respect for more than God, that has become a God in your life. So if anytime you choose to spend time with that girl or that boy or that person, Charlie, you are playing a Fortnite, Charlie. Oh, Charlie, Fortnite. But you want to be on that thing, sir, and you know that there's pyramid. I know. That thing has become a God in your life. That's why you can see that even when you are sleeping, show yourself playing that game. You are sleeping. Then you see your hand is moving. That can come and go on your life because you can easily, anytime you see yourself, give yourself an excuse not to come before God. Yet you will be in your room. You are not doing anything. You are not doing anything. Then you are just sleeping on your bed. There's church service. 2 hours church service, not come. 2 hours church service. Then that boy come to your room. In your room, a boy. If a girl or a boy can, at this age, can say, don't go to church. And it's a Sunday. You are supposed to be in church. Then you come
in
to your
progress.
Room. You come to your room and say that, Shenuka, so you don't go to church. Let's spend time together. Do you think that boy has good intentions for you? A boy who can tell you, let's miss church and sleep in the room. To do what? Are you solving calculus? Or you are doing thermodynamics in the room? You are not doing anything. Tell that. Let's not go to church. Cook Indomie for me. Then you too. You are able to cook Indomie for you. That boy has come a word in your life. What is the fear of the Lord? It's hating what God hates and loving what God loves. It is what? Hating what God hates and loving what God loves. Saying what God is and what? Loving what God loves. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Quickly. My God. Read fast. Let's go. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3.
Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful.
Sorry, look at this. Wait. Oh, it talks on what? No, what? He said, who does not walk? And he said that they have not sit. Sorry? No. My Adusha. It's hating what God hates and loving what God loves. You can't be comfortable around sin. Your friends are weed smokers. Your friends are chief manizers. Your friends are shisha producers. The police in their room. You, when you sit to your friends, all you talk about is girls, boys, and drinking alcohol. And you can say, I'm a Christian. And your friends are not even shy to hide it from when you are coming. They can't say, Ami is coming. Hey, Adansa is coming. Renita is coming. Let me go and hide. But they do it in front of you. They are bold to do it in front of you, to smoke their way in front of you, to change their girl, talk about those bad things in front of me. Let me tell you something. When I'm cooking palm nut soup, right, in my kitchen, and when you enter my kitchen, and I have what do you put in palm nut soup? When I have how do you call it? Whatever the ingredients, everything's in it. When you enter the kitchen, you're not cooking, no. You only came to see her. You stood there with me for like 10, 15 minutes. By the time you leave the kitchen, the smell of the soup will be around you. The smell, the aroma, the atmosphere of the kitchen that will be around you. Yes, you're not the one cooking. I'm the one cooking. I'm not putting the thing back because you stood in the kitchen with me. That thing has come around you. That is it. So if you sit down with them, you stand there with them, you talk, you discuss those things, they know that what? The fear of the Lord is not in you. It is what? I say what? It is hating what God hates. So if God hates smoking, you can't say that, I love it because I'm not the one doing it. You can't do it, my friend. God hates it. You too. You have to hate it. God loves it. You have to love it. You sit there and you insult man of God. You insult left and center. Oh, me, the man can't be. I'm not kind. What is the fear of the Lord? It's leading to the demands and dictates of your maker and Lord. I said what? It is what? Living. Thank you, Jesus. It's leading to the demands and dictates of your maker and Lord. What he demands and dictates are what directs your life. And not social media. Not popular opinion. Not what Twitter says. It's what? Living to the demands and dictates of your maker and Lord. What he demands and dictates are what drives your life. Not social media, I repeat. Not social media. Not popular opinion. Not the counsel of friends. Not your friends. What they say doesn't matter. It's what God says, that is what matters, and that's what you live by. His word is law. When a king speaks, his word is a decree. When your God is a king, when he speaks, his word is a decree. So you obey it, you follow that decree to the latter. Right now, work, 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 workness. Charlie, I want politically correct. Charlie, this one, we can't say it. We can't say it. If you say they will cancel you, cancel God, they will cancel you. So you are afraid. You are afraid that man will cancel you. If man can cancel you, what do you think God can do to you? If you are afraid of the cancellation of man, what will God do to you? Then, this time, I can't stand with and God has to move the times. My friend, let me tell you something. The Bible doesn't have any update. It is still the same. There's no update. There's no updated version of the Bible. It's not Bible 1.2. No. His word is sure and it's everlasting. So there's no updated version of the Bible anywhere. What you have, the one that you have that they say they update on the phone, then it's the subject that they update. No. The Bible doesn't have any updated version. His word is law. So I say, well, it's leading to the demands and dictates of your maker and Lord. What he demands are what directs your life, not social media. I said, not popular opinion on the internet, not what people see on X, not even TikTok. It means that the word of the Lord is law. Oh, it's law. There's no negotiation. His instructions. Instructions are my command. Instructions are your command. It is he having the final say your life, child of God. James chapter 39, verse 7 to 9. Quickly read it. James chapter 39, verse 7 to 9. Thank you, Jesus.
Genesis chapter 13 to 9. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor he kept anything from me. But because you are his wife, How then can I do this great wickedness and
Of
sin
God.
against God?
When you live with the
Amen.
fear of God, you are conscious of the fact that every action you have consequences after this life. And the fear of you are conscious of the fact that every action that you take have consequences after this life. Said, how can I start a great wickedness? How can I start? You see, this guy always surprises me. I said, what that time I did. Solomon, I said Solomon, Moses hadn't come back with the Quran also. Who is that? This one, you see, be careful, the fear of the Lord. You haven't said this. Now, you see, the fear of the Lord. Take this, you need this message. Moses had not come back with the take one. That shall not commit adultery. Yet the guy knew that. You could tell me that, oh, this one, it's a gray area. God has not said anything about it. So it says, God, there's no part of excuse that says don't smoke. So I'll smoke. My friend, when you smoke, how do you feel? Oh, God, I've not said anything about masturbation in the scriptures. Master, you open your eye, this one, a frog. How are you able? When you are done, how do you feel? When you are done, how do you feel? When you are done, how do you feel? Tell me. Anytime you finish that thing, when you are done, how do you feel? When you smoke that shisha, how do you feel? When you press that girl, oh, I didn't do anything, I only pressed it. How do you feel? Factors which are what necessary for the fear of the Lord. I said one, the knowledge or revelation of God. It's just chapter 26:7. Two, the activities of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 2. You walk with them, you walk of the Lord. You see, if you are strong hearted, so that you are, I'm telling you, read Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. They come forth a rod from the stem of, and the branch shall grow out. This shall rest upon him. The spirits of wisdom and understanding, the spirits of counsel and might, the spirits of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Amen.
How can you say that? See, I said, if you walk in the spirit, you walk in the fear of the Lord. Because I said, you don't have the fear. What can a Christian, right, be speaking in tongues? You are speaking tongues, counter letters, crack, get attack. Actually, you look at the person after speaking in tongues, you see that now. It's on Ghana. Church is going on. It's on Ghana. My friend, tell the tongues that you are speaking. Speaking in tongues. You finish and you go and sit amongst your friends. Cancel of the ungodly. What are you discussing? The answer is nothing. Three, by the judgment of God, anytime God executes it on the face of the earth, men learn to fear him. Anytime we see the judgment of Master, you learn to fear him. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 30, and Isaiah 29, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Quickly, I'm trying to be on time. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 30, and Isaiah 26.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 8. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the nation. Israel on the seashore. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Isaiah 26, verse 9.
Isaiah 26, verse 9. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes. By
That's
my
right.
Spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in day, The inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness
That's
in it.
right. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. For and we see the wonders of God also activates the fear of God. Anytime we see the wonders of God, you know that God is an awesome person. God is an is very awesome in his ways. Anytime you see the wonders of God, you look at the stars, look at the sun. There are things when you see, you know, actually, and the moon long. Hey. Two, let's get four people that fear the Lord in the Bible. Let's get four people that fear the Lord in the Bible. Okay, so we look at Joseph, right? We look at Job, we look at Daniel, and we look at four. These four people had the fear of the Lord in them. Says that, thank you, Jesus. I'm saying that, he said, the fear of the Lord is the foundation for wisdom, right? The knowledge of the Holy One. We need what gives what understanding. You see, Timmy, Joseph was a political leader, right? Job was a business leader, right? And Bible says he was the greatest of all men in the East. Daniel, see that Daniel had the spirit of the Holy Ghost. That it was him. Paul also was fear God, and this man excelled. I told you about Job, David. And Solomon, today I'm talking to you about Daniel, Job, and Paul and Joseph. Okay, so let's look at Joseph. There's a 39 verse 9. You've read this verse. I'm sure you just 39 verse 9. Look at it quickly. But I'm going to read it again. Just 39 verse 9.
Genesis 39, verse 9. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his. How then can I do this great and stand against God? Amen.
He said that my future is bright. He said, I'm a dead end. I will not settle for less. I will not sell my birthright. Look at what you were saying. You see, that guy Joseph, you see, let me tell you something. If that guy Joseph has slept, and I was telling, if that guy have slept with the lady, I'm telling you, that his that or safe in that. Because let me tell you, the woman of the house will go again. So look at that God has for you. The guy is just become the prime minister of the. One old woman. That was it too. The devil wanted him to settle for a sugar mommy. The devil wanted him to settle for something, house boy, chief house boy, chief house boy. I said, if he has slept with the woman, it's high possible a chief house boy, because the woman will give you an elevation. Well, that you'll be able to come in and out of his room. So if you're a chief house boy, house manager, you can easily move around the house. That would have been his highest position. But I said, no, I have a destiny greater than what I'm seeing now. I cannot settle for less. I can't settle for less. And he refused the advancement of the woman. Even though he landed him in jail, Charlie, you see that God is in that just 39, some few verses after, come to verse 41. Come to chapter 41, verse 38 to 43. You see something there. Chapter 41, verse 38 to 43. Oh, son. Can you hear me? Is my sound okay now?
Yes, please, Reverend. Can you?
Yeah, can hear me. Fantastic.
Please.
Continue.
Yes, please.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes, 41. 41. You see,
Genesis.
The woman was pressured from 41, down to 41, 38 to 43, quickly.
Genesis 41, verse 38 to 43.
Yes, do what?
And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a
Jesus.
man in whom is the spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house. All my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. And he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had them ride in the second chariot he had, and they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." So set him over all the land of Egypt. Amen.
The guy said no to chapter 39. To verse 41, actually, look at what he got. No, Keke. No, no, no. 39 said no. Two chapters. That is, ask yourself, the thing that you've accepted in your life, if you have said no to them, do you think you would have changed? They know that you should have said that thing. No to that boy, no to that girl, no to that person. You should have said no to that girl, to that boy. Give us time to say no. Give us strength to any strange scholar. Give us strength to anything that seems to be able. My God. Let me tell you, stay pretend, be clear of things that can rob you of your colorful destiny. Stay clear of anything that can rob you of your colorful destiny. I'm telling you, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The guy fled naked. The guy fled naked, though, happened to change his story. But look at the guy was clothed. Mother, he had a ring, he had a cloth. Oh my God. Flee, oh, flee, flee. Because of the fear of the Lord. Look, Job 1:1-3. Let me tell you, you can become great in business without paying bribes. You can become great in your field of endeavor without cheating. You can become great without cheating your clients or your partners. You can become great. I'm telling you. Look at Job. Job 1:1-3. Quick.
Job 1:1-3. There was
a blame
upright.
He was blameless.
And one who feared God and shunned right. evil. And seven. And seven. His possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 donkeys, and the very, very man was greatest of all the people.
So in 10 minutes time, this one will go off. So as soon as it goes off, we'll join this one. Okay, quickly. As soon as to join the next one, then we'll end. He said, "I suppose you can't create in business without paying bribes." I said that his integrity was known that. Verse 9.
His wife.
Oh,
integrity.
Just to hope for God and that. The fear of God does not divide it. It is what enhances divine. It's apart emotion and elevation. Write it down. The fear of God does not devalue you. It has value. It is promotion. The wife said, "We are." The wife said, "Are you strong to your integrity? Your friends are telling you. Everybody says society is telling you. Sex is good. Smoking is good. Oh, there's nothing wrong about smoking. There's nothing wrong about sleeping. Boy, in fact, right now, there's nothing wrong about sleeping. You just sleeping with Jemima. You can sleep with each other. There's nothing wrong. Society says it's correct. Society says Jake and sleep with John. Are you still holding on to your integrity? That's the question. Society is asking you that, are you still holding on to your integrity? Are you still coming to church? Are you still a Christian? Are you still paying your tithe? Hey, you are still giving offering to your pastor. Hey, you are still paying first fruit. Hey, this girl, society is telling you, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and I. Everybody's having it. You pay what to be different. Pastor, I said what? I said, the fear of God cannot devalue you anyway. It rather enhances your value.
Okay. Yes. So Job 29, verse 4 to 18. Quickly, Job 29, read verse 4 for me. I'm just reading verse 4.
Job 29, verse 4 to 18.
Yeah, but yes, you read the verse 4 first.
Okay. Job 29, verse 4. Just as I was in the day of my time, when the friendly counsel of God was over.
I didn't get that. I was named by you to say, when the spirit of the master was listening, he said, when the spirit was in my tabernacle. You see, we saw what he did as a result of him having access to the spirit of God. You see, he said, oh my God. When the first time I saw this verse, say, something when he was in his prime, when he was in his youth, he had the spirit of God upon his tabernacle. He knew the spirit of God. You, in this your youthful stage, what spirit do you have? You have secret of how to last long in bed. You have secret of what of humanizing, secret of smoking. Ask the secret, but not the spirit of God. Small boy, small girl, all the have to smoke and let the smoke come out of your ears and your nose. These are the secrets that you know. Fantastic. So quickly. So you heard what I said. I said, what secret do you have upon your tabernacle in your youth? What secret do you have? So they said, how to get guys in 10 days? That secret will not take any well. Look at the secret of God. Look at what he did to do. So read from verse 5. To chapter 8, verse 18. Luke 20, verse 5 to 18. Look at what he did. What's the secret he has with God? Look, hurry up. Luke 20, 29, verse 5 to 18.
Luke 29, verse 5 to 18. When the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city. When I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained from talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eyes saw me,
Wait. The fear of God caused him to have access to secret. I'm telling you. And that secret that he had elevated him. Paul said, I went out by revelation. The thing that he had caused him what to. He said what? When the angels saw him, what did he do? Then you bang, and you think, listen, and you think that, and think that revelation is by you knocking your head and reading things like pages of scripture. Master, it doesn't come like that. Think is Lord. Master, it's by fear of the Lord. By the fear of the Lord, you can read and read and read and read, and you don't understand because you're slow. Even you have the fear of the Lord, you have the fear of the Lord, you get revelation. Have the fear of the Lord, you get it. Yet, Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14.
Psalm 25, verse 14.
Okay. If you know the fulfillment of your destiny, child of God, a quiet walk with God is the only way to secure the fulfillment of your destiny. Okay? That is your job. Let's come to Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Quickly. Daniel 1, verse 8. Who is there to read? The next person to read. David. Okay. He's here. Daniel 1, verse Daniel 1, verse 8. Look at what the Bible said about David.
Daniel 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Amen.
Amen. This guy, they vowed that they will not defile themselves with what? With the things that were served them. In verse 20, the Bible said they were 10 times better than everybody. The wisdom of God found expression in their lives as a result of what they fear of the Lord. You saw that in Genesis 45, Jesus said that I fear God. The fear of God is what makes some Genesis 42, verse 18. Jesus said, I fear God. So I'm telling you, it's the fear of God what that makes what high flies in the kingdom of God. If you have the fear of God, then child, you can never rise in this kingdom. If you don't have the fear of the Lord, child of God, no matter how long you stay in church, you are going nowhere. I'm telling you. Because look at Daniel. The guy wasn't even in his country. He was taken far away from his country, but he said that, Charlie, I wasn't going to define myself with that, and he vowed not to do that. Joseph did the same thing and said what? I fear God. I fear God. And I tell you, because of the fear of the Lord placed him on high. If you don't have the fear of the Lord, it's not about how long you stay in church, child of God. It's not about how long you sing in the house of God. You will not go anywhere. The fear of God is the master key to flying high in this life. Anybody who fears the Lord will not be grounded in life. Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and that's they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
So I'm telling you that there's no contradiction with the scriptures. So all of these men fear God and see where God placed them. Listen, it was their covenant qualifier into the secret of God. And I'm telling you, it takes the secret of God to achieve outstanding results in this kingdom. It takes the secret of God to become a star in this kingdom. I've seen Daniel 12, verse 3. Without the secret of God, then you cannot be a star in this kingdom. Without the secret of God, we saw what happened to Job as a result of the secret of God that he had upon his life. The last one. Paul. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. Look at what was 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. Look what happened. This is the last one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. You are witnesses, God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe.
Your behavior is crucial in determining your future. The guy said he lived holy and just, whether in the church or outside. They demonstrated and lived right. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 to 22. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 to 22. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 to 22. Thank you.
Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 to 22.
Yeah.
Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men.
Pay attention to these things. He will list four requirements. I want you to pay attention to these things. Margot, start. First, start with what? Able men. Continue.
Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God,
that's
men
right.
of truth,
three,
hating covetousness,
and place the one. Yes.
And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens.
Yes. So you see,
and
these are the four grams. Wait. So you need, for you to be a leader, he mentioned four. One, said able men. Two, those who have the fear of the Lord. Three, men of truth and people who convert justice. So without you fearing God, you cannot be a leader.
You cannot be a true leader. Not the kind of leaders that you have in a political space. I'm not talking about those people. We all know this. I'm talking about true leaders. True God, people that God has placed over you. People who have the minds of God. People who want to further the agenda of the kingdom of God. Those people. Said what? Able men. People fear the Lord. Listen, child of God, let's read this final. Thank you. Hebrews 12, verse 15. Hebrews 12, verse 57. This is our final scripture.
Hebrews 12, verse 15.
17, yes.
Hebrews 12, verse 15 to 17. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who found most of whom sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligent with tears.
Let me tell you, child of God, make a decision today to fear God. Make a decision today to fear God. Don't sell your birthright. Don't sell that grace that God has given you. Don't settle for less. If you fear God, you obey his commandment. If you fear God, you respect and love what he loves and hate what he hates. I tell you, if you fear the Lord, his laws and his dictates will be what you live by, not the opinion of men, not the opinion of social media, not the opinion of your girls, not the opinion of your boys. Make a decision to say that I walk in the fear of the Lord. I will live by the fear of the Lord. Do you understand? Please, this one I'm begging you. Anything that wants to rob you of your great destiny, don't allow it. Fear God. Fear God. Fear God. Live, know that there is judgment. There is judgment. There is judgment. There is judgment. Honor God when you come to church. Honor God the way you really talk to your parents. Honor God the way you talk to your friends. Honor God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you were blessed by this, share it with someone and be an agent of impactful change for the kingdom of God. God bless you.